All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show, Who's Talking with Frank Cabo, and we have Terry Gates in studio. We thank Dirk Kattstra for joining us, and while I'm thinking about it, next week we have Athletic Director Craig Littlepage and Recruiting Guru Chris Horn will be on the show. I'm sure Chris will be updating our football status and how Bronco and company are doing out there convincing the verbal commits to stay committed. But anyway, right now we're going to go to Frank for the LeClaire Ryan player of the game.
Well, we had a tough time. In fact, the debate almost ran right into the show here. Tough call, but we're going to give it to London Perentes. I think Coach Bennett is putting a lot on his shoulders right now. He generated 19 points last night, which is a little bit out of his comfort zone. Not to say that he can't be a 20-point scorer, but, you know, really, with Anthony Gill and Malcolm Brogdon, and for that matter, Mike Toby, if he'd play longer, I guess we're just going to recognize London for trying to will the team to win. He was 7 of 8 from the free throw line, 4 of 7 behind the arc, and you know, he played with a lot of moxie, I thought, last night. All right, without further ado, let's break down UVA versus Clemson. It's an 8 o'clock tip tomorrow night at JPJ. Yours truly, Dr. Maloney, I'll be in the house, JPJ, to see the Wahoos. And Terry and Habo, break the game down for us.
What do you think, Mr. Gates? You know, the one thing about it, Virginia needs to show up. You know, they need to be ready to play from the opening tip. You know, now playing at home, the crowd gets the adrenaline flowing, and a lot of times they've played better at home. They've even shot better at home. Sometimes I don't understand it. The basket's 10 feet off the floor everywhere you go.
Right.
But for some reason, I guess maybe you're used to the surroundings. But and the other guy, you look at the Miami game that they did win last week, Mike Toby in that game had 12 points.
Right. When Mike Toby scores in double figures, we tend to do very well because you've got Gill doing it consistently, you got Brogdon doing it, and then Perentes becomes a wild card. But in that game, we had 4 players in double figures, I believe.
Right, yeah, right. So. And it's interesting. Last week, our guest was Dave Glenn, and he said, you know, Virginia's got the big three,
right?
Gill, Perentes, and Brogdon, but he sort of implied that Virginia needs a fourth guy to step up on the offensive
end. Well, he also said it really comes down to 4 through 7 or 8.
Right.
Helping the big three.
Right.
You know, he says nobody else in the conference, Dave Glenn said, nobody else in the conference really has a three the way Virginia does.
Well,
not even Carolina.
Well,
listen, Bryce.
I'm not sure about that.
Hey, how about?
I'm not sure of that. That's a different argument for another show.
We're not the same sentence or paragraph of Carolina, okay?
Carolina has extraordinary talent.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have a hiccup, too, down the road.
Let's go to the Florida State game. Gill, 5 of 8, 13 points. That's great.
Yep.
But when Brogdon and Perentes go 8 for 30, that's that higher math equation in Charlottesville. That does not get you to a win because Brogdon was 4 of 17 with 10 points, Perentes 4 of 13 with 19, and the next gentleman was Devin Hall, who had 6, but he, I think, had all 6 in the first half.
And, so, you know, some of that comes back to what you said earlier, and that is shot selection.
Right.
And some of the shot selection is movement on offense, getting the ball inside out, making the extra pass. And, you know, a lot of times Brogdon is taking very difficult shots.
Did you say pass? Because there was a lot of dribbling.
That's true.
A lot of dribbling.
You know, and you can pass the ball, and you can move it faster passing it than you can dribbling it.
And that's – I had a high school coach. We'd call them – call those guys ball testers just to see if there was any air in the dang thing.
See if it would keep coming
up. Yeah, keep coming back. You know, that's your offense for 10, 12 seconds of dribble, dribble, dribble.
And the other thing about, you know, and I think if I'm Coach Bennett, I'd play Darius Thompson because he does give you a little length on defense. He occasionally gets in a passing lane, maybe deflects a pass. Give Virginia a chance to get some transition baskets where if you can get 2 or 3 easy baskets during a game, it really helps you.
Right, and if you ask Darius Thompson off the record what's going on, he'd probably say, I have no idea. I mean, he's starting, he's not starting, he plays defense, but I think it's the offense. It's just too much dribbling. They're not getting the ball inside. Getting the ball inside is I think it's easier when you have Toby down low.
Because then you get a double low post.
Right.
You can go high low.
Right.
So or if they
I hate to agree with Frank. I think Mr. Toby needs to play more. But
He's got to get more than 17, 18 minutes.
You know what they used to say? Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while. You know?
Yeah.
He's going to say, if I was 6'8", that's his next statement.
Okay. Well, but, Toby, the nice thing about Toby is if he gets an offensive rebound near the basket, he's got a chance to dunk it.
Right.
You know, he gets some follow shots
like that.
And he's
a good free throw shooter.
Yeah, for a big guy, he is.
And he's
Gil drives me crazy because he's Mr. 1 out of 2 a lot of times.
But he's a pretty good passer out of the post.
Right.
Which will help Brogdon.
And he's also a senior. I think eventually you got to say to the seniors, hey, guys, this is your team. Let's go do it.
I think we need to get in the car and go up there and tell Tony.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, Tony. Just play the guys that got you here. All right.
It's your car and you're buying, okay?
That's no problem.
We talked about it off the next
drop me
the
off
next
at
three
Journey
games.
Alleys and you do your business and come get me, okay?
In my mind, a very challenging game tomorrow night against Clemson at home. I think Virginia's 27-1 the last 3 years at home in the ACC, so they got to protect the home base, particularly with the challenges on the road. But Clemson tomorrow night, Syracuse Saturday, and then a winnable game at Wake Forest next Monday night. If Virginia can find a way to get three
and then
W's,
they go to Louisville where it's, they're all up and down.
Up and down.
And 21,000 people with their Evan Williams room, the Maker's Mark room, who are very much into the game.
What is this yum-yum stuff?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
Yum-yum good,
All I got to say is this. Virginia beat West Virginia this year.
And West Virginia's really good, and Villanova's a terrific
team.
The first 18 minutes of that game, West Virginia spit in our eye and kicked us where, and it wasn't pretty at all.
But you know what? Right. The resiliency of the team and the cool, calm composure paid off, because once they started beating the press, West Virginia folded like a cheap pup tent.
Right. Well, I think some of those early season games, though, created bad habits, though, because West Virginia, they didn't play well in the first half, and they went into the locker room, decided we'll turn the switch at halftime, and against West Virginia it worked. But a lot of times it doesn't work. You better be ready to play 40 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you when it doesn't work, when the other team shoots, in the second half?
63%.
Yeah, that's when it doesn't work.
All right, one thing's for certain. I think the Virginia defense
has got to get better.
Well, they've got to close out on the three-ball shooter, and teams are making a penetration move to lane and kicking it wide, and there's nobody within 10 feet of the shooter. So somehow there's got to be an adjustment to the pack line so that Brogdon, Perantes, Devin Hall, Darius Thompson get out there and wave a hand in the face. You can't say just because they're within 3 feet of them that it's a contested shot.
Well,
the ball's already in the air.
You can't consistently get beat off the dribble because that's going to break down your defense.
And maybe that's been the reason Darius Thompson hadn't been on the floor as much.
Well, somebody's got to figure it out, and they got to figure it out between now and 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Next week's show, we got Craig Littlepage and Chris Horn, a little football recruiting and some terrific news from the athletic department.
Thank you, Terry. Go Hoos, get one tomorrow.
Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com. Broadcasting from the Cravens and Knoll Studio, this is Fox Sports 910, WRNL Richmond, an iHeartRadio station.